We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Good morning. The Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill. I want to start this morning by talking about something that I'm kind of afraid to talk about later in the show.
Okay.
Because it has to do with my son, Will. And he's sleeping now. Later, he would be up. And I don't want to risk him hearing this or his friends possibly hearing this or the parents of his friends and this getting back to him.
Okay.
But there's something that's on my mind that I want to talk about, and I think that you'd be perfect to talk about it with, Morgan. But my son, Will, is 12 years old, and I am fairly certain that he has a girlfriend.
Okay. Fairly certain means you have proof?
I have text evidence, and I don't know if this is a bad thing or not, but occasionally my wife and I will... because he has to charge his phone in our bedroom.
Okay.
At night, because we can't trust him to have his phone up in his room because he'd be on his phone all night and not getting any sleep, I think. So his phone is in our room, and we will occasionally check his text messages. And for the past few nights, we've been wanting to check his text because we're pretty sure that there's a bit of a love affair going on here.
Okay.
With a girl that... basically has said that she has feelings for him, and his response was, I like you a little bit, too.
A little bit. Just so, a little bit.
So he is not going all in. He's keeping his cards a little bit close to the vest, I guess. But so yesterday afternoon, my wife Paula was at work, and so it's just me home alone with the boys, and the weather's bad, so we're just hanging out at home yesterday. And Will was in my bedroom charging his phone in there. And then I walk into the bedroom at some point, and it was almost like I walked in on him in the shower. Like he completely
startled.
Like, yes.
Like, what are you doing?
And not wanting me to know what he was doing. And I'm like, are you on the phone? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then the back of my head, I'm like, he's talking to this girl. He's got to be talking to this girl. So I closed the door. I gave him the privacy in my bedroom. But now, is this a normal thing?
Yes, of course. 12 years old? Yes.
To talk on the phone with a girl?
Yes. Especially at that age, that's when it's all beginning. It's all downhill from here. Buckle up.
Did you have a boyfriend at 12 years old?
I had a boyfriend when I was in first grade.
Yes, but you didn't have a phone that you could text back and forth with this first grader.
No, but I had my first flip phone in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
What grade is Will in?
Will's in seventh grade.
And then, yeah, I had my first flip phone. I was texting people in seventh grade. It was different back then, obviously. But,
yeah,
this is par for the course.
Yeah, I don't know what any of this is like. I mean, even if I had the opportunity to text a seventh grade girl when I was that age, it wasn't going to happen for me. I didn't have the riz back then.
Yeah.
I didn't have the riz for that to happen and didn't have the technology for that to happen. So this is kind of new for me. I don't know how much, because he hasn't revealed any of this to us. This is his little secret.
Right.
This is his little private thing. I don't know if we need to be a part of this or not. That's what I don't know. Does he need to tell us about this, basically, is what I'm asking?
No, I think if it's just like a school thing, then it's fine. But obviously, if they're going to want to start hanging out outside of school, I think that's when you would probably need to know.
Okay. And he would ask my permission for this, I'm hoping?
Yeah, I would think so.
I would hope so, too. Like, if he wants to take her out on a date?
Right, right. Well, obviously, he would have to have parental supervision.
Right.
So, at that point, you would need to know about it.
Sounds like things are getting pretty serious.
Young love. Aw, that's exciting for him.
What I want to tell him is just reading a few of his text messages. I think he's got to be more...
Okay, no, that's too far.
Engaged.
Like the other night, far.
The other night, she texted him good night. And he texted back, GN.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I'm like reading that. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Show some interest.
Right.
You know?
No, don't start nitpicking. Just let it be.
Well, it's very important to me that he is respectful.
Right.
You know, because I don't want some enraged father of this girl to come knocking on my door. You know?
So right.
I want him to be on his best behavior and be respectful. That's really all I care about. We've got lots of stuff to get into this morning, including a full Oscar recap from last night. It's all on the way, the Q Morning Show.
It's real life, real Cleveland. This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feel so holy.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. The Academy Awards were last night. Morgan and I will have a little bit of an Oscars review coming up in the next 20 minutes. So even if you didn't watch that much last night, you can go to work today and fake it.
Know what you're talking about.
Exactly. But there is new details, new drama happening with the saga of Kate Middleton.
Yes.
That we want to get to. What's going on there?
We've been updating you along the way. Obviously, things just have started to go into a little bit of a tailspin, and this weekend made it a lot worse. So just a quick recap, if you don't know, Kate Middleton underwent a planned surgery in December, and very long story short, she hasn't been seen since. You know, every statement from the firm, the palace, whatever you want to call it is, you know, she's good. She's resting. She's recovering. But people were getting antsy to see her. You know, it's been 2.5 months. They're like, where is Kate? Especially when you consider every time she's given birth, you know, 4 hours later, she's standing up and taking photos. So people were starting to worry. I told you last week about the Big Brother UK incident, where one of the contestants asked Kate's uncle, who is a contestant on the show, is Kate okay? Where's Kate? And he had a cryptic response. He said, if something is announced, I'll give an opinion on it.
Yeah.
Which obviously, you know, alarm bells are starting to ring.
He didn't make you feel better. If you were hoping that Kate Middleton was doing okay, the uncle did not make you feel better about that.
And then this weekend, this is now going viral. And I posted it on our Instagram story, if you haven't seen the picture, at the Q Morning Show on Instagram. There was a photo posted on Kate Middleton's Instagram of herself and her three kids celebrating Mother's Day. Mother's Day in the UK was yesterday. And, you know, at first people were like, oh, look, there's Kate. She's
Yay.
Happy and healthy.
Everybody looks great.
And then upon further examination, there's just some weird stuff going on in the picture. And, you know, people will always say, oh, it's AI. Oh, it's Photoshop about every picture. I didn't really take it seriously until I saw the Associated Press posted a kill notification. And this is what it said. At closer inspection, it appears that the source has manipulated the image. No replacement image will be sent. Please remove it from all platforms, including social, where it may still be visible. Several reputable news organizations followed suit and killed the photo as well. The palace has not commented, but the photo was credited to Prince William.
Okay. I'm looking at the picture right now. I'm staring at the picture right now.
Yeah.
I don't...
You're not going to be able to tell.
I can't tell anything in that picture that is manipulated.
Okay.
Like, maybe if they said that the picture was taken last year...
No, so if you zoom in on Charlotte and her sweater, you can see that at the bottom of her sweater, it's blurred out a little bit. That's the first one. If you look at Louis in his hand, it's doing something really weird. If you look at the ground, there's part of it that's like blurred out and the steps aren't matching up. There's just a lot of little tiny details that don't happen when you take a normal photo.
Okay. I don't get it, though. Like, what are they saying specifically?
Her hand is blurry on one side.
Are they saying that's not Kate?
Like, they're saying that this is either an AI photo or a Photoshopped photo.
So they're saying that these four people, the family, did not pose for this.
Right.
It's all put together somehow.
Right. So this photo was put up to squash conspiracy theories, and all it has done is made things, in my opinion, 10 times worse.
Oh, it's totally worse now.
I mean, when the Associated Press is putting out immediate action needed kill notification, like, that's legit.
Right. It depends from a journalistic point of view. The AP, the Associated Press especially, can't release any photo that is doctored.
Right.
So it doesn't even if the photo is completely legit and they did something to the photo where, I don't know, they took the red out of their eyes. I'm not sure if the AP can print that.
I have no idea. But I think what people are starting to feel, at least me, like following this from the beginning, is at first it was like, oh, where's Kate? We don't know. But now it's starting to get, it feels like sinister.
It feels kind of scary, right?
Like, yes.
They're making all these efforts to trick you and to show you that Kate is okay, but really, she might not be okay.
She might not be. It's so wild.
I
never would have thought. I mean, if you would have told me, when was the first time we reported on this? Like early last week?
Yeah.
That this is where we would be? I'd be like, no way. She's just recovering from an abdominal surgery.
That's like, what I hope it is. Like, I hope all of this is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, just let her leave her alone. Let her recover.
Why is Prince William sending these AI photos?
I don't know. He's just trying to help.
Get it together, William.
That's what he was doing. He was just trying to help, and it backfired on him.
Majorly.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. You know, when you really think about it, I'm probably not qualified to even give an Oscars review.
Haven't seen one movie.
Oh, I at least saw two of the movies.
I haven't seen one of them.
I saw Barbie and Oppenheimer, at least the two big ones.
Right.
But yesterday afternoon, I was on my couch, and I think it was like 1 in the afternoon, and I noticed that they were already beginning red carpet coverage.
Yeah, it's an all-day affair.
And I was like, oh, I'm not watching this.
Yeah.
And then Paula had to work late last night, so I ended up leaving the house like around 8 o'clock to go pick her up. So I got into the Oscars late, and I watched it almost like a Gen Z person would. I watched it all on YouTube. I just went around on YouTube and just watched all the highlights and then went to bed and missed all the big stuff that happened last night.
See, I did the opposite. And I watched it like good old fashioned cable television, appointment television. Sat down at 7 and watched it until 9:30.
So let's begin with the monologue by Jimmy Kimmel. And I do want to say this. I am a really big Jimmy Kimmel fan. I really enjoy him.
Why do
I
feel like a butt is coming?
I just didn't think the monologue was that great last night. I thought there was a little bit of an edge to it. And plus, if you remember, all of the flack that Joe Coy got for hosting the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
I felt like Jimmy kind of hit on some of those themes. Like it seems like it's the same jokes over and over. It's the movies are all too long. Ryan Gosling is so hot. You know, Robert De Niro has a wife that's so much younger than him. It's like all these same jokes that we keep hearing over and over. Here's a little bit. Here's the Ryan Gosling joke.
Ryan, you are so hot. Let's go camping together and not tell our wives.
And then the joke about how long the movies are.
There were so many great movies that held audiences captive this year. And I mean that literally. Your movies were too long this year. The average length of the top 10 movies was 2 hours and 23 minutes. That's up 30 minutes from 3 years ago. When I went to see Killers of the Flower Moon, I had my mail forwarded to the theater.
I don't know. We get it. The movies are long. But
I don't know. Maybe I just don't pay attention enough to the monologues. Like, I didn't remember that those jokes have ever been told before. I giggled.
Something that I did miss last night. And you said it was really funny. It was the bit that Jimmy did with
John Cena. Yeah, John Cena was giving the award for costume design. And they were talking about how a long time ago somebody was a streaker at the Oscars. So Jimmy, you know, set John Cena up to be a streaker.
No, honestly, you should feel shame right now for suggesting such a tasteless idea.
It's supposed to be funny.
The male body is not a joke.
Mine is.
No, it's not.
You wrestle naked. Why not?
Dude, I don't wrestle naked. I wrestle in jorts.
Jorts are worse than naked.
It was good. It was good.
I'll have to go back and watch that one. I think that it was really awesome to see Billie Eilish win an award last night. First of all, her performance of What Was I Made For?
Do you know why she started with her back towards the audience?
I don't, actually.
I watched a pre-show interview with her and Phineas, and she said that she wanted the song to speak for itself. She said, I wanted people to hear the song before they see me.
And they cut the song short, too. I don't know if you noticed that. They made her take a verse out.
Yeah. Time restraints.
Right.
It's a long show.
But then Billie won the Oscar for Best Original Song.
I feel so incredibly lucky and honored. Thank you to Greta. Where did you go? I love you. Thank you for this. I'm so grateful for this song and for this movie and the way that it made me feel.
The youngest two-time Academy Award winner.
I love that for her.
In history.
Love it. She deserves it.
How about that?
Yeah, she deserves it.
Because she won the Oscar 2 years ago from, I think it was the James Bond song,
right?
Wasn't it?
Yes.
That is really, really incredible. I'm going to put her on my short list of people who I want to interview.
Okay.
Like Billie Eilish is up there now.
Can we talk about I'm Just Ken?
Yes. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
I'm Just Ken.
Barbie didn't win anything, but besides the best song, but that performance was fun.
No, I mean, last year it was, you know, it was Barbenheimer, right? It was Barbie versus Oppenheimer, and Barbie won the year as far as
the box office.
Yeah, they made all the money at the box office, but
award season is an opposite story.
Not so much.
Yeah. Oppenheimer won everything.
Best picture, best director?
Best actor in a leading role.
Yes, and that was Cillian Murphy. And Robert Downey Jr. also won for Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah, so 7 awards total went to Oppenheimer. And then 4 went to Poor Things.
There you go. Did you enjoy yourself watching the show last night? Yeah,
I did.
Okay. Yeah, so you're back in now, award show. I mean, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Like, you've been dreading award show season, and now I think that is...
You know why I liked this one?
Why is that?
It started at 7 p.m. and I was able to watch the majority of the show and still get a good night's sleep.
And it was the last one.
Yep.
All right. We're going to get into Am I the Bleep Hole? Now, this potential bleep hole is ripped right from the news.
Yes.
It was something that we saw on Friday. And maybe you've seen it as well. The Texas mother that has been arrested for sending sending a son's classmate to the hospital.
Yeah, it's a bizarre story, but we're going to get into it.
That's next on the Q Morning Show.
Real life, real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show.
The boy is mine. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. Thank you for choosing us this morning. So we saw this story late on Friday, and Morgan and I, we were talking about it. We're like, it sounds like an Am I the Bleep Hole segment. We should talk about this on the show on Monday. So here's what happened. A Texas woman has been arrested and is being charged for sending her son's bully to the hospital. And here's what happened. Her name is Jennifer Lynn Rossi. And the details of the story, her son is 10 years old. and he was going to school, and he was taking a Prime drink, which I don't think is as popular with the kids anymore, because my kids are not asking me for Prime drinks as much as they used to.
The fad has fallen off.
Right, but this Jennifer's 10-year-old son was taking Prime drinks to gym class. It says PE class. And the day before, had his Prime drink stolen from him and was bullied by this kid.
Right.
Allegedly, according to this news article. The next day, she sent her son to school again with a Prime bottle. However, she put her own little concoction into the bottle.
Which was?
She dumped out the Prime and she put in a mixture of lemon, salt, and vinegar inside the Prime bottle. And what happened later that day? It happened again. This kid went up to her son, bullied him, took his Prime drink, drank it, and then got sick.
Right.
Immediately. And the school, I think the school, I don't want to say the school overreacted, but they sent him to the hospital. Now, he was experiencing nausea and a headache. That's pretty much it. And the authorities are involved at this point. They retrace the entire story. Like, what did you drink?
Right.
They're like, where did you get that drink? Well, I got it from this kid. And then they grill the kid, and then they find out the whole story. The whole story unravels. The mom put the lemon, the salt, and the vinegar into the sports drink and sent it to school with him.
Correct.
And so now the mother has been arrested, and she is being charged with causing a child bodily injury.
How wild is this story?
And I read the story, and the first thought that came to my mind was, I don't think this mom is a bleephole.
Well, I mean, the kid didn't have to drink it. It's not like the mom funneled it down his throat.
He didn't. Right. Exactly. He didn't have to take it off of Jennifer's 10-year-old son.
Right. And bully him into giving it to him.
She sent the drink along with her son, kind of anticipating what was going to happen.
Right. My question, and what I can't necessarily find an answer to, is vinegar bad to drink?
It says here in the news story that everything here is non-toxic.
Okay.
So it probably doesn't taste great.
Right.
And obviously this kid had some side effects, the nausea and the headache.
But it's not like she put cleaning solution in the Prime drink. Like, it was just to teach him a lesson.
Correct. And I've tried to visualize this from both sides. And I put myself into her shoes. And yes, I think it's terrible that her son is being bullied. I don't think I would have handled it the same way.
Right.
But I don't blame her for wanting to protect her son.
Yeah.
And on the other side, if my son was the bully, the one who stole the Prime drink and drank it and was sent to the hospital, let's say this was Will.
You'd be going ballistic.
I think my reaction would have been, good.
Really?
I think so.
If your son went to the hospital?
I think so. I mean, what did you do? Oh, you stole that kid's Prime drink off him and was bullying him?
But to the hospital.
Right. Well, I think sending that kid to the hospital
was
precautionary on the part of the school. And I have no problem with the school being precautionary and overreacting to a situation. I would want them to be overprotective when they're taking care of my son. But if I found out that my son was bullying a kid and stole a kid's Prime drink and then had that happen to him where he I don't think I'd have any problem. It'd be good. Did you learn your lesson?
Whew, I don't know. I feel like if my kid was sent to the hospital, I would probably be feeling some type of rage. Like, it's the vinegar part for me. Like, couldn't you put something else in it just to make it taste bad and not have it, like, make him nauseous and make him have a headache? Like, you could have just made something that tasted gross.
Well, I'm not sure how Jennifer was thinking. I mean, she was just grabbing things in her kitchen, maybe.
Right,
hey, like, what do I have in
here?
But
what if it would have been toxic?
Well, different story, obviously.
Right.
If she would have put bleach inside the Prime drink.
Right.
Completely different story. The details matter here.
Yeah.
The fact that it's a non-toxic mixture makes the difference for me.
Okay, yeah. So you say she's not the bleephole.
I don't think she's the bleephole.
I think the kid's the bleephole.
I don't think she should be charged with anything.
Yeah, charged is kind of nuts.
She did not send in the drink specifically for the kid to drink, but she did anticipate that he was going to bully her son and steal the drink off
her. Yeah, I just think there are better ways to handle it than doing that. So I'm going to say kind of the bleep hole.
216-474-0104. You heard the story. Is this woman a bleep hole for trying to protect her son? Your call's next. Teddy swims right now. It's Q104.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Am I the bleep hole? We are diving into this right now. It's a story that Morgan and I saw in the news on Friday, and we decided this would be a great bleep hole segment for Monday. It's the woman in Texas who was trying to protect her son, her 10-year-old son, from being bullied. He kept having his Prime drink stolen from him during PE class. And what she did was took a Prime bottle, put some lemon, some vinegar. What else was in there? Something else was in
salt?
There. Salt. Yeah. In there. And so made a drink that is not appetizing, and anticipating that her son was going to get bullied again. And that's exactly what happened. And a boy took the Prime drink, drank it, and got himself sick. Now she is in trouble. She's being charged with basically, what's the official charge? I'm sorry. I'm switching through. It was so much easier when we dealt with paper. Okay. So we used to have paper and you just be able to have things in front of me all the time. And now that we use laptops and we've gone paperless.
Okay. Let's not go on a tangent.
I've got to switch from tab to tab to tab, and right. It's ridiculous.
Causing a child bodily harm? Is
yes,
that what it was?
That's what it was.
Yeah, okay.
My goodness. It was just so much easier when it was all in front of us. Anyway, is she the, I say she's not a bleep hole for just trying to protect her son. Now, yes, could she have done something else different? Could she have gone to the school? Could she have complained to the school? Sure, she could have. Is there a guarantee that would have fixed anything? Because, I mean, there's plenty of occasions where you go to the school and the school really can't do anything, or the bully finds out that you tattled on them to the school and it makes it worse.
Yeah, I think the big problem with this is that the kid was sent to the hospital. The other kid, the bully kid.
Right. I think that he was sent to the hospital just as a precautionary measure. The kid is fine.
Let's hear from some of our listeners.
He had a headache. That's basically it. Sheila is in Seville. Sheila, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts?
I definitely think that she is not a bleep hole. You, as a parent, you're just trying to take care of your child. Bullying is a real thing these days. People die from that. And, you know, when you said to make it taste bad, I took a shot of apple cider vinegar on my own, and I was sick all day.
Just like
fun?
In the last 5 minutes you did that? You were like, hey,
no.
I wonder what that Prime drink tasted like. I'm going to do a shot of vinegar right now.
No, you know, those homeopathic people say, do a shot of apple cider vinegar. It does wonders. And I'm like, yeah, I was sick all day. But I can't even imagine that he would have just had to take a swig of it and he wouldn't have felt good. So if he drank the rest of it, then there's something wrong with the kid.
Right. He's like, hey, this kind of tastes weird. Let me try it again.
Let's drink the whole thing.
Right.
And then, like we said, none of that's toxic.
Right.
And I'm with you. If my son did that and he drank that because he did that to another kid, good for you. That's what you get.
You know what I was thinking? Would the story change for you, Morgan, at all if the mother wasn't even involved and the kid, the 10-year-old kid, did this on his own?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think?
I don't think.
Let's see what Melinda has to say. Melinda's in Lakewood. Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning.
Is this woman in Texas a bleep hole for just trying to protect her son?
I don't think she is either. I have a young son. I also work at a school, and I feel like, you know, like the other one said, I don't understand how you take more than one or two swigs of that drink anyways, mm-hmm. if you're the boy. But I would rather, if I was the son of the bully, if my son was the bully, I would rather him suffer that consequence, so to speak, than something more severe. If a kid showed up to school with a weapon to attack him or take other matters in his hand, I feel like that's the lesser of the punishment that I would rather, you know, my son learn from if need be. Hopefully it never has to happen. But no, I think that, you know, yeah, there were other alternatives and maybe, you know, hindsight's 2020, but I don't really think she is in this matter.
All right. Thank you, Melinda, for calling in this morning. Doug is in Willowick. Now, Doug, when you were listening to this, you had some flashbacks of when you were a kid. Is that
triggered
right?
Triggered a memory.
Yeah, man. I was getting my Suzy Q's stolen from me from my lunchbox.
Now, real quick, Suzy Q's, what
in
are those?
In the 80s.
What are
those are like those chocolate with frosting and then the white frosting inside.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
It's like a Hostess thing.
Yes.
Or I don't know if I can say her name, whatever. But yeah, so my mom, as a way to combat this, she took one, cut it in half, loaded it with cayenne pepper, and then put it in a bag for me.
Now, that day when you went to school, did the bully take your Suzy Q?
No, he didn't.
And you were disappointed?
He probably opened it up and was like, oh, man, this thing stinks. But they were smart back then. They didn't just drink the whole thing.
Mm. Right. So were you bullied after that, though, Doug? Or did
Nope, never happened again.
Well, really? Then, there you go. The proof is in
great.
The Suzy Q.
Right. I'm looking at the text right now. I'm trying to see. All right, this is a good comment. I wish we could talk to this person, but she's saying that the lady who spiked the prime drink may not be a bleep hole. However, she is guilty and liable for all the hospital bills. The intent was to booby trap and hurt someone, and under the court of law, you cannot booby trap with the intent to hurt. She knew that her child would not drink that drink and specifically tampered with it to get back at the person that was drinking it. Yeah, that was
sounds like a lawyer.
That was her intent.
We need to talk to the lawyer.
And I get it. I see it from that aspect where if you are an official at the school or if you're the police, you don't want people to embrace vigilante behavior.
Right.
You don't want them to take matters into their own hands.
Right.
But as a parent, I can understand why she did.
Yeah, when you're a parent, I mean, I feel like sometimes your logical thinking goes out the window when someone messes with your kid.
Right. So I still say not a bleep hole. It looks like the majority of people are on my side on this.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, no, I said there you go.
Ding, 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 ding. It's Q104. Good morning.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Battle of the Burbs brought to you by Self.Inc. Let's meet our players today. Jacob in Bedford, a graduate of Canton Central Catholic. My dad went there and a bunch of my family members. Welcome, Jacob.
Good morning.
All right. Julie in Norwalk is going to be your challenger. She graduated from, I can't read my own handwriting. What is it, Julie?
Lakeview High School.
Okay,
Lakeview.
Yeah. I wrote LAKV, and I guess I was supposed to know what I was writing. Lakeview High School. Welcome, Jacob versus Julie. Good luck.
Your name is your buzzer, so if you think you know the answer, say your name, and then we'll give you the cue to answer the question. It's a best of five question trivia challenge. Here we go with question number one. What Was I Made For? Won best original song at the Oscars last night. What movie is it in?
Jacob?
Barbie is correct. Question number two. What pop artist released her new album, Eternal Sunshine, on Friday?
Julie.
Ooh. What would have been your guess, Julie?
Selena Gomez.
Not Selena Gomez. It was Ariana Grande.
No one to get that one.
Jacob leads 1-0. Question number three. What is the name of the Great Lake that starts with the letter O?
Jacob.
I heard Jacob by a hair.
Ontario.
Ontario is correct. Okay, Jacob leads 2-0. Julie, you have to get this question right to stay alive in the game. If you both miss, Jacob will win. Question number 4. How many Oscars has Emma Stone won?
Jacob? 2.
2 is right. Wow. I could tell that was a guess based on the question mark. 2.
Complete guess.
Good job, Jacob. Yep, she won her second last night.
Nice job, Jacob. You got the movie questions this morning, yeah. And we're going to send you to the movies. You have
awesome
Dune movie passes.
Great.
Thanks for having us on this morning. It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, we are the Q Morning Show. So Pinterest says that these are some of the most popular wedding trends of 2024.
Let's hear them.
One of them, Morgan, is laid-back celebrations. It's too late for you, I believe.
Well, like, what do they mean by that?
Simple wedding gowns, natural makeup, a small backyard wedding reception.
Ain't happening.
So they take all it. Basically, they take all the data from what people are searching,
yeah,
inside Pinterest, and then they put all this together, their annual report,
right,
of their most popular wedding trends. So, yeah, laid-back celebrations, that's not happening for
no,
you.
You're going all out.
You're too far down the road.
Yeah, we're going all out.
I did like this, though. Vintage aesthetics. So, for example, like a 70s-inspired wedding. That was number one on the list. It saw the biggest jump.
Nah, not my thing.
A vintage... You don't think so?
No, it's too trendy. I want classic, timeless. You look back in 10 years and it's still good to look at.
I was thinking,
although I do love the Bee Gees.
You and David could walk into the wedding hall like this.
Oh, we'll definitely still play this type of music. For sure.
70s inspired wedding. I want to be invited to a 70s inspired wedding. How about this, though? This is what I see for you. This is perfect for you. Gothic nuptials.
Explain why it's perfect for me.
So it says here that Gothic weddings featuring dark and moody decor are also trending, with dark fantasy wedding searches.
Are you calling me dark and moody? Is that what I'm gathering?
No, I just think it's kind of perfect for you.
Why?
I don't know. You've got the dark hair, and then you just put the whole thing. You love black. You love wearing black. It's your favorite color.
That's true. That's true. No, not for my wedding.
You.
Absolutely not. I did think about doing something like that for my bachelorette party, my wifelorette party, I guess, if you will.
A gothic bachelorette party?
Yeah, like till death do us part and walk around in all black with skulls. Like, it was up there on the list for sure.
Where would you go? You would go to normal places dressed like that?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. This past Saturday night, my wife and I had a date. We had a date night. We went out celebrating my birthday.
Yes.
We went to Cabin Club in Westlake. We had a fantastic time. What I want to talk about is a conversation that my wife and I got into where she basically said these words. She said, oh, yeah, you do that. I hate it when you do that.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I don't see it. I don't do anything wrong. So if you are a server, you work in the restaurant industry, I would love your help for this. I might need you to back me up. That's coming up next on the Q Morning Show.
We'll be back with more of the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Watermelon sugar. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, you've got the Q Morning Show. Hope you had a good weekend, despite the fact that we had a winter storm yesterday.
What the heck?
And you lost an hour of sleep.
Yeah, we're struggle bus for sure.
Good to have you here. So Saturday night, I had fun. Paula and I, my wife, we went out to dinner for my birthday, to celebrate my birthday. We went to Cabin Club in Westlake, which I had remembered recently that was the place that Paula and I went on our first fancy date back when we first started dating.
So it has sentimental value to you.
Right. So that's way back in 2001. And we actually mentioned that to the server. And he's like, well, I was here 23 years ago. Now, I don't know if he waited on me, but Tom at Cabin Club was working there 23 years ago.
Love that.
We had a nice time, but during dinner conversation, Paula she had to work on Saturday, so she was kind of downloading her day.
Uh-huh.
And if there's one thing that annoys my wife about her job, and I really can't say where she works, but I will say that it is in It's in retail. I can say that. And she has to deal with a lot of customers.
Okay.
And her biggest complaint is old white men.
Okay.
They annoy her a lot. And it's usually because when she deals with them, she doesn't like them asking her personal questions.
Sure. Nobody would.
Right. And it's usually like making jokes, and she hates it when they call her honey or sweetheart.
Yeah, I get it.
And so that conversation kind of turned into, you know, that those kind of scenarios in a retail environment. And then we turned it into what it's like for servers at a restaurant, because they kind of have to deal with the same thing. And I said to her, I said, I hope you don't think that I do anything like that. The only time I really engage with servers is like when they engage with me, like Tom.
Right.
Like he's asking me why I'm here. I'm telling him why I'm here. And then sometimes I will have the server choose my menu item.
Okay.
Because I can't decide. And she's like, I know, I hate it when you do that.
She hates it. Hates a strong word.
And I said, what do you mean? And she said, just pick an item and order it. Don't ask them what they would eat, because then you're making them choose for you and you're putting them in a bad position.
And what because, if it's bad?
Yeah, if you don't like it, then it's on them.
Right.
And I said, I really don't think it's a big deal. I said, the servers eat at the restaurant occasionally. If you haven't had an item on the menu, just say I've never had it.
Right.
I'm fine with that.
Right.
And sometimes if I'm on the fence and I can't decide if I want a corned beef sandwich or something else.
Yeah.
The crab cake sandwich.
I've never had them actually like pick anything. I'll normally give them two options. Like, I'm between this and this. What's more popular? You know, and they'll tell you what's more popular.
So you'll do the same thing sometimes.
Not very often, though. I feel like it's happened less than five times in my whole life.
I don't think it's annoying. My wife thinks it's annoying. I hate it when you do that. Like, what do you care?
Yeah, I can't even remember. I used to work in the restaurant business a long time ago, college days, but I don't ever remember asking me, but it's true. Like, I also didn't sit there and eat every single thing on the menu. So I would have been a bad person to ask. And I would have said that. I would have said, look, I probably am not the best bet.
And that's a fine answer. There's nothing wrong with that. I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be annoying
to a server.
To a server or anybody in retail.
Okay, let's survey the servers.
216-474-0104. Is that annoying when I do that? When I ask the server to just pick between the two for me because I can't choose? I don't think it's annoying. My wife thinks it is. And if we want, we can just chime in with a bunch of things about your customers that annoy you. Specifically old white men.
Right.
Doesn't have to be an old white man, but according to my wife, they're the biggest offender.
Right.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Dua Lipa. Oh, oh, pretty baby. Love that song. Love
L-O-V-E.
That song. Yes. Lauryn Hill. It's the Q Morning Show. Q104, Morgan and Bill. I guess to put a bow on the conversation about my wife thinking it's annoying that when we're out to eat at a restaurant, when sometimes, I don't do this every time, but occasionally I will ask the server to choose between two items that I can't decide between.
Right. You ask for their recommendation.
She is somehow, some way, I don't understand her rationale for it. She's embarrassed when I do that.
Yeah, I was thinking sometimes my dad does it and we're all like, oh, come on, dad, just order. And then he never goes with the recommendation anyways. So it's like, just get what you want to get. Why are you wasting the waiter's time and asking?
I always go with what the server says because that's what's going to push me over the edge.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever they're going to say. My friend Patty texted in and she is a server. She said, if someone asks me about food, I usually lie. I've only tried a few things at my place, but what I've tried has been good. So I just lie about stuff I haven't tried, especially if it's something expensive that'll increase my tip.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's one way to go about it. Sure.
That's diabolical. Just choose the more expensive item, no matter what it is.
Right.
You might get a bigger tip. Tate McRae, it's Greedy. Q104. Good morning. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. I think it was last week that we were talking about Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, because Camila was on a podcast and she was talking about their relationships. She was essentially talking about how she and Sean should never have gotten back together after they broke up.
The second time, yeah.
Right. I think they were at Coachella and they were spotted kissing and then they gave it another try. But Camila said, we realized that we broke it off for a reason the first time. We should never have tried it again.
Right.
And then Morgan had speculated or observed, like, where's Shawn Mendes?
Yeah. Hashtag find Shawn. Where has he been? Like, he disappeared.
We haven't seen him in a long time.
Poof, out of thin air. Where did he go?
So I think Morgan took the entire weekend and just cleared her whole schedule. She's like, I'm not doing anything else.
I'm finding Shawn Mendes.
Were you successful?
Yes, I was successful. And we remember Shawn Mendes. He was going on a pretty big tour last year and he canceled it due to his mental health, which we fully support. But then he just never came back. And we were wondering, where is he? What is he doing? Well, literally no sooner than I asked that question, he posted something on social media. And this is what it said. It's been a really long time since I last played live, and I'm so excited to share that I will be headlining Rock in Rio on September 22nd. I've missed being on stage and seeing you all in person so much. I've also been working on a new album, and I can't wait to play these new songs for you. See you there.
Where is Rock in Rio?
I would say
Rio de Janeiro?
Like, yeah, that's what it sounds like, right?
Oh, yeah, it is. It's in Brazil.
Well,
okay.
So if you want to see Shawn Mendes for the first time in 2 years, you're going to have to go to Brazil. But you know what? We're just glad that he's back out there.
I was going to say the same thing. I'm just happy that he's fine.
Yeah.
And he wants to get back out there and he wants to share his music with us again.
Yeah, and making new music. Love that.
Absolutely.
Hey, it's real life, real Cleveland. This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.